2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Breaking news, new developments in the Middle East. Israel says its air and ground forces are crossing the border and they're attacking the Gaza Strip. This comes after 4 days of rocket fire against Israel and airstrikes in Gaza. Intense fighting with Hamas has continued. It's the first military incursion by Israel into Gaza in 7 years.
In the Gaza Strip, what appears to be a new counterattack by Israeli defense forces tonight. Israelis living along the border of that Mediterranean seacoast Palestinian land told to leave their homes and go to safe locations in what appears to be a ground force assault on Gaza by Israel. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv, where Hamas has aimed a number of rocket attacks.
Most of the people that we've spoken to here, frankly, they say, okay, we've got to attack Gaza. We've got to put an end to Hamas. We've got to retaliate. There's a smaller subset of the people with whom I've spoken to say, okay, we need peace. We need to come to terms with these people. This can't happen anymore. But that is really the unifying understanding here, is that this seems to be an untenable way of living, just that nobody can seem to claw their way out of it.
The Israeli Prime Minister promising Hamas will pay a heavy price for its rocket attacks on Israel. Andy Field, ABC News.
And here at home, big news about masks in schools. The governor announced kids can take their masks off for the final week of classes.
So whatever your last week of school is, starting the Monday of the last week, there will be no statewide requirement for masks in schools that last week.
Sort of a graduation gift from the governor, but it's now up to the individual school districts. And we're learning of at least two that are already saying they won't require masks. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers tells us which districts.
Granite and Canyon school districts both saying they won't require masks that last week. Canyon spokesman Jeff Haney.
We have told our community that we will follow the current health order. And that's the reason why we have maintained the use of masks in Canyon's district schools and district offices. And now that the health order has changed, we will follow that.
He says any kids who don't feel comfortable going to school that week will have an online option. In Granite District, spokesman Ben Horsley telling David Nujanovic.
If the state's no longer requiring masks, I don't anticipate that our board will continue to do so either.
He says that last week of school, kids do spend a lot of time outside. Lindsay Ayers, KSL News Radio.
One Utah State Representative, Democrat Andrew Stoddard, says he's disappointed in the governor lifting the mask mandate the last week of school, calling it nonsensical because schools have different end dates and teenagers just barely have access to the vaccine. Meantime, House Speaker Brad Wilson, a Republican, thanked the governor. The Legacy Events Center looked like a junior high school today. The mass vaccination site was flooded with 12 through 15-year-olds getting vaccinated. Other counties will give these younger kids a chance to get a jab within days.
Appointments open up tomorrow for the Utah County Health Department and next Monday for the Salt Lake County Health Department. Many kids already received a shot today at the Legacy Events Center in Farmington, which will be open tomorrow from 10 to 8 and again on Saturday from 10 to 5. A parent or guardian must be present at the appointment for kids ages 12 to 15.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. Davis County stocked up with 16,000 doses of Pfizer, anticipating this flood of teenagers. The Weber Morgan Health Department is scheduling appointments for middle schoolers at this time. Salt Lake County says it doesn't officially start vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds till Monday. But if you go to Mountain American Expo Center today, tomorrow, Saturday, they say they're not going to turn you away. President Biden calls today's CDC announcement about masks a milestone. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Biden is praising the CDC's announcement that fully vaccinated people can now go about their daily lives without a mask.
We've given out 250 million shots in 114 days, and we're seeing the results.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says fully vaccinated people can feel safe.
All of the real-world data that we've seen that's been in the published literature in many different settings have demonstrated that those vaccines have a high effectiveness against disease.
The CDC has faced criticism that it's been too slow to update its recommendations. One of those critics, Republican Senator Susan Collins, says it's about time.
This is overdue, but it certainly is a step in the right direction.
Fully vaccinated people are still recommended to wear masks on buses, planes, and at hospitals. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
No freeway accidents, but we do have freeway delays. If you are on southbound I-15, it is heavy and a little slow, solid from 45 to 7200 south, then in spots from 72nd to 114th. Then in Utah County, it's building southbound I-15, Pleasant Grove and Linden. And then in Tooele County, if you're going to be exiting off of I-80 at Lake Point, expect some heavy traffic moving southbound on SR-36 to Mills Junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, anyhourservices.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.